Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
This is a question I really want to pose on my final open house, especially at this time of the year. Is it possible, amidst all the end-of-year frenzy, the retail, the food, family presents, is it possible to stop and find meaning in Christmas? My next guest has been rather uniquely contemplating this very question. Unique because Dr. Justine Toe approaches the question both as a senior research fellow with the Centre for Public Christianity, an organisation that's been one of our best friends on Open House, but she also approaches it as an expectant mother. She's been thinking deeply about the baby Jesus born on Christmas Day and his impact through 2,000 years plus to today. Dr. Justine Toe, welcome to Open House.
It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on such a night. There is a building crowd out there.
It's
a lovely night. I should say this to begin with. Congratulations to both you and Vaughan.
Thank you so much.
On the expected birth of your child.
We are thrilled. We don't know what we're doing, but we have a lot of people around us who have given birth before and have successfully brought children into this world.
Wonderful time.
Hopefully a team effort.
Great time. As I said, the timing of your pregnancy, it's provoked interesting thinking about children and their place in the world. What have you been working through?
Yeah, I've really been wrestling with this idea of, you know, the children we welcome versus the children that we don't welcome.
Okay.
I remember around my 12-week scan, I was quite anxious because that scan is mostly designed to pick up any potential problems with the child. And, you know, let's be honest, it's there to give people the option of maybe terminating the pregnancy if they wish.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, just after, I mean, we got good results, if I can put it in that sense. But the genetic counselor, when she was talking to us, she opened by saying, you know, excellent results. And, you know, you've practically gotten a gold medal. And I was like, I had no idea I was an athlete in this sort of field, you know. And so it just makes you go, well, what happens if you don't get gold medal results? Does that mean that the child somehow doesn't quite measure up?
Yes.
So it just seems that we're, you know, we want, I guess, to continue the athlete sort of metaphor. We want kids to jump over hurdles, I guess, before we can welcome them. And, you know, like really, we're talking about a person here. So, you know, I just feel very uncomfortable about that whole situation.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, I do want to stress that, you know, I think we are really good at welcoming kids. On the other hand, I came across this amazing story. There's this kid in San Francisco. He's been battling leukemia since he was 2 years old. He's only five. And a couple of weeks ago, his parents had sent a Make-A-Wish Foundation request because he wanted to be Batman for the day. And
yes,
so
I've heard this story.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
Yes.
And so this the whole city kind of rolled up to make his dream come true. This rich guy said, oh, you know what, you can use my black Lamborghini to be the Batmobile if you like. And then you had a lady volunteer as a damsel in distress.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's, you know, there are photos on social media with you know, there's crowds lining the streets and this kid is just, you know, stopping this bank robbery happening.
Yep.
So it's such a wonderful thing. Like, can you imagine a citywide effort just to make this poor kid feel like he could get his wish after having, you know, struggled for so long?
So for some kids, we do well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yeah. No, anything I've said in terms of the scan is not meant to denigrate that. I really do want to say that we do welcome kids well. But yeah, just that 12-week scan was quite confronting.
So what's all this been coming to your mind about extracting meaning from the baby Jesus
time of the year? Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. I mean, babies, you know, I wouldn't have thought this probably before now, given that I didn't have one in me.
It's quite new.
But just, you know, I'm thinking about the baby Jesus, also born in very inconspicuous circumstances and, you know, I mean, the Christian story says that he is the king, you know, a king of the universe, and yet wrapped in this very fragile package, this bundle of joy. You know, think of it this way. The shepherds are the first people to hear the announcement of the birth. It's like the most low-key event in history.
Yes,
He's placed in a trough, you know, a drinking, you know, thing for animals. If I think back to, you know, when Prince George, yes, that's right, was baptized or christened earlier this year. It's like the world is watching. Everyone is watching. So if you think about, you know, the birth of the King Jesus versus the birth of Prince George, you know, our attention is focused on the king. It's not necessarily focused on the baby Jesus, who's born in really humble circumstances. And yet that baby, you know, the baby Jesus, actually holds the promise of new life for everyone. I mean, babies are often seen to represent hope and new beginnings and all this sort of thing.
Yes.
But I guess in the baby Jesus, we see the ultimate hope of a new life. And as I was thinking about this, I thought of that great Christmas carol, Hark the Herald, the Angels Sing. You know, it's got this great line, or a couple of lines. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth. It's a great term. Born to give them second birth. So it's like this baby gives life. And it just made me think, you know, if 2,000 years ago they had this 12-week scan technology,
yes.
And the baby did not arrive in the form that it was wanted to, what would happen? And what could you miss out on, I guess, if you missed out on that gift?
Yeah.
You know, even if it's wrapped in a way that you didn't quite expect. So, yeah.
And he's still offering life 2,000 years on.
Always,
yes.
Yes.
So can I ask you at a personal level, just finally, what's this Christmas going to mean in your family? How do you celebrate? What's the meaning you'll be extracting from Christmas in your current state?
In my current
delightful,
state.
Delightful, glorious yeah. state. Yes.
Well, I want to really, you know, give thanks for the blessing of children in yeah. general. You know, they're a real gift to be cherished. You know, that whole 12-week scan thing sort of makes me think, well, we want babies on our terms, but what if they're just, we understand them as a gift, you know, as an echo of that ultimate gift of new life in Christ. So no matter how they're born or what they're like, you know, why can't we welcome kids? And so I'll be thinking of that. And yeah, but in the midst of that, you know, I think now that I'm going to be a mum, really excited to do the Christmas thing. I can understand why people say Christmas is for the kids.
Yes, yes.
Because, yeah, I just think it's a wonderful celebration. So we'll be having a big meal. I'll make sure I get a nap in. I need to sleep most days.
Good call. Yeah. I might get one in myself. Yeah. Well, have a happy Christmas and have a wonderful time. Is it kosher for me to ask you when you're due?
When I'm due? Yes. Well, May. It's a May birth.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations again to you and Vaughan. Thank you so much for coming in, and happy Christmas and a very happy new year, Dr. Justine Toe.
Thank you, Lee. Merry Christmas to you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.